following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Though it may not feel like it because Redbud winter has its grip on the region, today's the first day of spring, and that means spring has sprung for the first time here on the Horizon Sports Network. And we start anew tonight with head coach Savannah Link bringing her 1-3 Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs just 20 miles eastward along Highway 52 for another chapter of this longtime neighboring county rivalry. This time, it's going to play out on the softball field. As second-year Clay County head coach Homer Daly and his 2-2 Lady Dogs host Red Bull and Springs for a crucial conference matchup. It doesn't matter what the sport is when these two schools get together. It just means more. So buckle up for District 7A action on the diamond here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Spring.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
State Farm and Local Insurance Agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's inaugural broadcast of Clay County Spring Sports and our first night of calling Lady Bulldog softball. For the first time ever, we're sitting comfortable here in the press box looking down on Coach Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to kick off our coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond, and I'm getting to do it with a pair of legends. One, I'm fortunate to call a good friend, but even more to me, he's a mentor. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame journalist and one of the godfathers of local sports media here in Salina, Kevin Donaldson has covered it all over the years, and we're ecstatic about having him alongside us this season. Welcome aboard, KD.
Well, good to be here, Thomas. I don't know that I agree with all those adjectives or titles, but I appreciate it.
Well, I learned that from my cohort. He likes to be descriptive, so I thought I'd try it too.
Very good to be here.
And after a trial run by fire during the basketball postseason, we're again blessed by the presence of 40-year Upper Cumberland veteran broadcasting legend Craig Cantrell, who's pledged to provide his play-by-play talents all season long for Bulldog Nation this spring. Folks, he's an icon of the industry, and Craig, it's an honor again to have you here in Clay County tonight, and for a while, we hope.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed those basketball games, and now looking forward to this. This is just I'm loving what I'm doing. Just happy you all called me. I appreciate it.
We'll also be joined by longtime former official, coach, and supporter Doug Strong throughout the season at times, including for our first Bulldog baseball broadcast this Thursday when the Dogs welcome in Macon County. But, guys, I'll have to say it's going to be a little strange not having the heart and soul of the Horizon Sports Network along for the ride with us this spring. The history guru and everyone's voice of the Bulldogs, Daniel Strong, I think he just has too much farming to do this time of year, and I guess I work him hard enough already, which is probably why he went on vacation to give us a tune-up during basketball, Craig.
What do you think about it? Basketball's a long season. It starts in November, runs all the way through March this year for Clay County. It usually does run through March for Clay County, so I can understand wanting a little break. I don't blame him. I'm just going to try to fill in. I'm not going to try to take a seat. I'm just going to try to keep it warm until he gets to football coming up later on.
Well, we're glad you're here with us. But all jokes aside, you know, we've got a good one for our first one tonight, Craig. It doesn't matter what sport it is. When you get two neighboring county rivals like Clay County and Red Bowling Springs together, it just means more, like I said in the opener. And on top of that, this is a district game.
Yeah, and these kids know each other. They've played against each other for many years in elementary school, probably in league ball, AAU ball, all kind of traveling ball, so they know each other off the field probably, and that does make it different. And boy, I tell you, the big thing I look at today is it may have died down a little bit as you don't see the trees moving, but this wind is going to be a factor here today, I believe. These teams are going to have to deal with this wind because it's blowing probably 15, 20 miles an hour. It's humming. It's coming right from the third base side, blowing into right field. So they're going to hit anything in the air that way. You can take one out of here today at Clay County softball field.
And Kevin, we kind of expect this one to be pretty competitive between two teams that finished, I think, 2-3 last year in District 7A.
It should be, Thomas, and it's a very important game. As you mentioned, recent history would indicate that these teams will play for a higher seed one way or the other. At this point in the season, you want to think that everybody's chasing Gordonsville, but we don't know that for sure. But they are, might as well mention it right up front, they're the defending state champ, and they've got arguably one of the best players in the state returning. So it'll be a big ladder to climb, but Coach Homer Daly thinks the girls are up to it.
Yeah, he does. And tonight is kind of the next step towards that goal of chasing Gordonsville for the top spot in District 7A, and the Lady Dogs of Salina know what this one means. And we at the Horizon Sports Network also feel the same way about our sponsors, guys. They mean everything to us, and we can't thank each and every one of them for making this inaugural season of spring sports a special one. We wouldn't be here without them, Craig.
Oh, no. The sponsors are what make everything happen because it takes a lot of expensive equipment, a lot of you have to maintain websites and all this kind of different things. So it's a lot of expense that goes out, and there's what makes that happen. Without them, everybody that watches, you need to say that you appreciate to them and let them know that you're watching, let them know that you appreciate them having it on for them.
And among those sponsors, special shout out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for being our presenting sponsor of Spring Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. again, can't thank him and all of them enough. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks watching and listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper, but since this is our first broadcast, we'll just kind of summarize the Lady Dogs season so far. They're 2-2 overall and 1-0 in District 7A play, heading into action tonight after dropping hard-fought contest in the first two games with a 4-2 loss at Livingston Academy and an 8-3 defeat at the hands of Monterey. They've since won two in a row, including a 4-3 victory over Cumberland County, Kentucky, and a 19-3 blowout of Pickett County last night to get their first league win. Highlights during that stretch include sophomore Reagan Sherry going 3-for-4 at the plate versus Livingston, junior Kylie Tinsley having a 2-for-3 batting performance against Monterey, sophomore Baylor Walden belting a home run en route to a 2-for-3 night in the win over the team from Birchville, and the entire Lady Dog squad combining for the domination of the Lady Bobcats last night. Cherry and Walden also combined for 35 strikeouts in the four games they pitched in the Circle, Craig. So, you know, kind of a rough start for the Lady Dogs, but they seem to have things turned around.
Well, the good thing is that in the district, they're 1-1, or 1-0 in the district. So that's what you want to take care of. And it seems like they're playing a lot of district games early. Both these teams are. If you take care of your district games, you'll be all right. The others, you can recover from them. They're just kind of, I know they mean everything, but they're still kind of learning to improve for the district games, and especially your home district games. That's what makes today such a big game, a home district game against Red Bull and Spring. If you can take care of it and get 2-0, all of a sudden you're looking at one of those top spots. So this is a huge game for both these teams as they both try to get their second district win.
Overall, Kevin, again, I think Clay County, you know, kind of got their feet under them to start and then hitting their stride here, we hope.
Absolutely, and let's face it, they're playing a very, very tough schedule this year. Last year and this year, the only non-district games they play are in a higher classification.
Right.
So Coach Daly's not afraid to go mix it up. They're playing Cookeville next week. You know, I don't know if we've ever played them in anything that I could actually think of, other than a practice game or a scrimmage,
right,
or whatever. But he says you get better by playing better teams, and we all know that to be true, and he's putting it into practice.
Yeah, that Cookeville game being our next softball broadcast coming next Thursday here at Clay County High School. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including spring sports, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Red Bowling Springs on the softball diamond here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs! Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Girls District 7A update. Kevin, you said it. Gordonsville leading the league so far. They're 7-0 undefeated and 3-0 in district play. Their next game will be next Thursday as they host the Clay County Lady Bulldogs.
Undoubtedly one of the best teams in the state, as we mentioned earlier, defending state champ. Last year, interesting to note, though, Clay County played them to a 6-4 game last year, and they go on to win the state. But as Coach Daly said, they don't shy away from them. They embrace it. Of course, Gordonsville's got Kaylee Plumley, who is a UT, I'm not sure if signee yet, but a commit, and arguably one of the best players in the state, probably regardless of classification. But I think the girls are ready to challenge, to take it to another step. Coach Daly says they're not satisfied with coming in second. They're not satisfied with losing in the first game of the region. They want to take it to another step, and they've got a young but really experienced team, and they may be ready to do that.
And then, of course, Clay County, as far as we know, I will say, folks, a little asterisk by these district standings because they're kind of hard to come by. But we have Clay County sitting in second place as they finished last year at 2-2, 1-0 in the league. Craig beat Topeka County handily 19-3 last night. And, again, of course, making that trip to Gordonsville next week.
Yeah, that and a win tonight puts them at, what, 2-0? And it also gives Red Bull a second loss. Pekin's got a second loss already on there, so all those teams are already with two losses. So that's what we talk about. Just take care of your business at home, and you take care of yourself. And you go on the road, you steal one at a Gordonsville, then they have to come back here. You never know what might happen. And it's a tournament game, so you want to help yourself, as we saw in basketball. You want to help yourself as much as you can by being at home as much as you can. And that's what these girls are trying to do, and today's a big step. And just come out and play their game, it sounds like. They have some talent. Like you said, they're very young, but they're very experienced too. So you just come out and do what the coach told you, I guess, and just come out and play the game.
No doubt. Red Bull Springs coming into this one, like we said, at 1-3, 1-1 in the district. They lost to Gordonsville and beat Pekin County for their lone win. Pekin County, all I have on them is that they lost to Clay County last night and also apparently lost to Red Bull Springs, so 0-2 in the district. And then also I have Clark Range at 0-2, so battling out for the bottom there are Pekin and Clark Range. They lost to a doubleheader to Gordonsville by two shutouts, 19-0 and 12-0. So they're the two kind of at the bottom right now, Kevin.
They are, and it's interesting to note, girls basketball just wrapped up. District 7A has a way of showing up statewide in girls sports.
They do.
It really does.
No matter which one it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Folks, this girls District 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. One more quick break here, and we'll be back with more of the CarQuest pregame show.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on-site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Kevin, what do you got for us ahead of this one?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, this is a young team, but still very experienced. They're going to need some of these younger players to step up. And let's talk about younger players for a minute. We discussed this off air a bit. You know, four freshmen, sometimes five in the starting lineup, depending on the lineup for that night. Three sophomores, two juniors, one senior. This is a very young team, but as Coach has pointed out, they got a lot of experience. They've been playing together since they were 5 years old, a lot of them. And they're savvy. They know where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be. And to quote his exact words, they look at it like they don't think the moment is too big for them. And that goes a long way. But in terms of tonight, every night, as far as that goes, he's going to look at three players in particular to lead the way, and all three of them are returning all-district players. You've got Baylor Walden, Reagan Cherry, and Jade Walker, and Coach says they bring a lot of energy to the game every night. They want to set good examples for the younger players. Got a lot of grit, and they are determined to win. So he will look to them to lead the way, but there are going to be a lot of other contributors during the course of the season, I have no doubt.
Yeah, I think it's solid from top to bottom, even though it is a young team, Craig. And, you know, you've been calling these games for 40 years now. And in your experience, when a young team comes into district play here, what's the most important thing they can do to try to make sure they stay on task?
I think they're young. The confidence that they have is what is key, because a young player can lose confidence very quickly. So you've got to be able to play through things when things go wrong. When you have a play that doesn't happen exactly the way you want it to, you've got to play through it, and you've got to continue on. We got our national anthem.
We do have the anthem, folks. We'll be right back.
Begged.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Got interrupted by the anthem during our Keys to the Game segment, which was brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer. Craig, I'll kick it to you for the starting lineups.
And it's time now for the starting lineups, the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Let's look at the batting order for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. They'll lead off with number 81, Reagan Cherry, playing shortstop. Batting second, number 15, Jade Walker. She plays first base. Hitting the three spot, number 23, Baylor Walden. That's become the new cleanup spot, the number three spot to the number four spot. She's the pitcher today for Clay County. Hitting in the cleanup spot at number four is number four, Kaylee Brown. She plays second base. A lot of fours right there on that line. In the fifth spot is number 18, Jenna Thompson. She's the right fielder. In the sixth spot is number 16, Kylie Tinsley. She's the designated player. She'll be batting for Avery Davis, who plays left field for Clay County. In the seventh spot is number 24, Darcy Smith, the third base player. At the eighth spot is number 26, Emma Wicks, the center fielder. And in the ninth spot is Halen Garrison, the catcher for Clay County, facing Red Bowling Springs, whose pitcher is Sarah Link, catcher is Allie Davenport. Will set the rest of the defense as the game goes along, but that is the Subway starting lineups, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Clay County dressed in the black today, the pinstripes, the white numbers, the white lettering across the front, and we talked about the wind a little bit, Kevin, but other than that, it's not a bad day for the first softball game that we have. It's kind of mid-50s. That's not too bad for this time of year.
It's not bad, and luckily it warmed up a whole lot from about noon on. I tell you, this morning it was cold. I was wondering if we were going to see 55 today or anywhere in that territory, but it's kind of what you'd expect this time of year. It's the first day of spring, but yet it was 28 degrees this morning. So you never know. We'll have a snow game, more than likely.
Yeah. So batting for Red Bowling Springs to lead things off, Sarah Link will be the number one hitter, followed by Allie Jenkins and Allie Davenport for Red Bowling Springs, as Link steps in, batting left-handed to lead off, the infield playing in at the corners, even with the bags at second and short, and the first pitch catches the outside corner for call strike one to Sarah Link, and a good start for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, Walden just a sophomore, guys, but as we talked about in the pregame, a veteran pitcher.
Walden, the 1-0 pitch grounded down the first base side. That's inside the bag for a leadoff single by Sarah Link. Just kind of went with that one, pulled it down the right field line, and able to just took it inside the bag for hit number one for Red Bowling Springs.
And just kind of put it in a place where the first baseman couldn't reach it, Craig.
Yep, just couldn't have carried it out there and rolled it by the bag anymore, and that'll bring up Allie Jenkins to bat now for Red Bowling Springs. Hitting the right-handed box, first pitch right down the middle for call strike one. That's a good thing for a pitcher to be able to get ahead in the count to the first two batters they have faced. And now the infield playing in the middle and double play depth here with the runner on first. The 0-1 pitch fouled off at the plate, goes off the leg of the umpire, but stays in foul ground to take the count 0-2. So way ahead in the count is Baylor Walden, trying to come back from that leadoff single here for Clay County. Around the infield for Clay County, we told you there, Kaylee Brown at second base. At first base is Jade Walker. That one fouled off the plate, just got a piece of it to stay alive. And caught at home plate for the completed strikeout. I didn't know if it was elevated enough to get the strikeout, but it will be out number one recorded there on the foul tip into the glove of Halen Garrison for Clay County. So one out here for Red Bowling Springs as Allie Davenport will hit. Walden, first pitch to Davenport. Runner goes. Throw down to second base is going to be not in time as the shortstop out there couldn't hold it, and a stolen base for Sarah Link will move a runner into scoring position for Clay County as the first pitch was a ball to Allie Davenport. It was a strike to Davenport to take the count 1-0.
Yeah, good jump by the Red Bull and Freeze runner there.
That one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two. I think I said 1-0. It's 0-2 now to Davenport. I thought it was a ball. It was a strike, so it's 0-2 to Davenport. So way ahead in the count is Baylor Walden here. The 0-2 pitch, this one grounded right back to Walden. She'll take the play at first for out number two. The runner will advance on the throw to first, but Walden doing the smart thing, getting the sure out there on the ground out going 1-3, Walden to Walker for out number two. First ground out, but the runner does move down to third base for the cleanup hitter, Kerrigan Knight, now for Red Bowling Springs. Knight, little soft foul tip into the glove there for strike one. And all four batters, Kevin, they've started 0-1 to the Red Bull and Springs batters.
Always huge to get ahead in the pitch count, no doubt about that.
The 0-1 pitch from Walden. This one grounded on the left side, but that's going to hook into foul ground to take the count 0-2. Now to Knight. On that left side of the defense, at shortstop for Clay County is Reagan Cherry, and at third base is Darcy Smith for the Lady Bulldogs. I guess you can't just say Lady Bulldogs, though, because both teams are the Lady Bulldogs.
You got to identify them by color, I guess. Don't you?
That's true. 0-2 here from Walden. Swing and a miss for swinging strike three for out number three here in the inning. Couple of strikeouts for Walden. They get a leadoff single. They strand a runner. We're through half an inning. It is Clay County. It is Red Bull Springs 0. Clay County come up to bat right after this.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. It's all even at nothing, 0-0, Craig.
Now, Clay County coming up to bat for the first time as the Lady Bulldogs. Good recovery by Baylor Walden. You give up a leadoff single in softball, and with the speed that that leadoff batter has for most every team, it's tough to keep them from scoring. And Red Bull and Springs able to move that runner to third, but they're able to get a big strikeout to end the game. And that's just Walden, a couple of strikeouts already early, and that's pitching very well to get this game started.
Yeah, I think so. Walden seems dialed in here, especially in her first trip to the circle.
you kind of get the sense that she's going to wind up being an exceptional softball player across the region. You know, well, she's already really good, but by the time she's a senior, who knows?
In the circle for Red Bowling Springs, Sarah Link for the Lady Bulldogs from Red Bowling. The catcher is Allie Davenport. Leading off for Clay County is Reagan Cherry. She'll be followed by Jade Walker and Baylor Walden. You up for the Lady Bulldogs, the left-handed throwing Sarah Link here facing Clay County. First pitch going to be high for ball one, taken there for ball one. And, Kevin, it may be a little bit of adjustment because you probably don't see too many left-handed throwers in high school softball.
Probably not. You know, Coach describes Cherry as very knowledgeable, always keeps the ball in play, and it doesn't matter.
Cherry rips that one down the left field side, hooking foul and almost into the equipment shed down there. That evens the count at 1-1 to the leadoff hitter, Reagan Cherry. Cherry looking down to Coach Homer Daly for some words here as she steps back in with the count even up at 1-1. The corner's even with the bag, just a step inside. That one's high for ball two. Take the count 2-1 to Cherry. Over at first base for Red Bowling, and Stacy Bravo at second base is Trinity Reeves. At shortstop is Allie Jenkins, and at third base is Emma Woodcock for Red Bowling. The 2-1 pitch, that one misses inside for ball three, so a 3-1 count now to Cherry. Do you ask your leadoff batter to take one on 3-1?
Yeah, Cherry with a good start to the season. She's batting .500 so far, guys, through four games, and, you know, good to have a hitter like that in the leadoff spot.
3-1 pitch, ripped down the left field line. That's fair.
Fair ball.
Just bounces over third base. Cherry trying to stretch it into a double. She'll do so easily as she got some good metal on that one to pull it down the left field line. I think Coach Daly was hit so hard he never even jumped to try to get out of the way. But a leadoff double here for Reagan Cherry to get this game started for Clay County.
She hit it hard and it got chalk.
This speed there turned on that one, and it was a dart down the line, Craig.
Oh, she ripped that one. That's what you love. I didn't realize that 500. If you've got a player batting in any position hitting 500, but that leadoff batter, they're going to get three or four more at-bats a month than anybody else, so they're going to get to see more hits. That first pitch here to Jade Walker.
And here goes Cherry.
Strike one.
And she takes third.
Cherry going to steal third base, as that's what you want from your leadoff hitter. Just turn them loose once they get on the bag, and all of a sudden, 60 feet away is the leadoff run for Clay County. Walker hitting the left-handed batter's box will step back in there for the Lady Bulldogs. Link taking a lot of time there in the circle. Now the left-hander to the left-hander, swing and a miss for strike two to take the count 0-2 now to Walker.
Yeah, it looked like Walker was just a little out in front of that one, Kevin.
She's got some pop here, Beth, Coach says. Makes good contact, too.
Goes up around the eyes, just so hard to lay off of, and she tried to take that one into right field, couldn't do so. The 0-2 pitch, little change up there, got her swinging for strike three for out number one, and boy, and fast pitch, when you can get a good changeup like that working, it's tough to deal with.
Yeah, second swing in a row there by Walker, where she was way out in front that time. Just a great job by the pitcher in the circle there. You said it was Link, I think.
Yep. Sarah Link, the pitcher for Red Bull, and Baylor Walden stepping in as she can help herself here in the circle if she can bring in that runner from third base as Reagan Cherry stands there at third. Walden. First pitch to her is going to be inside for ball one. Take the count 1-0 to Baylor Walden. You all were talking with
Walden
that hit the home run.
I'm sorry, yeah, Walden's off to a really good start. She's batting .545 with a .667 on base percentage. Every three times she's at the plate, she's getting on two of them. So
yeah,
off to a really good start.
Definitely the power hitter for this team, too.
1-0 pitch misses inside for ball two. Runner's going. She's going to try to steal home. They got her.
Got it.
Tried to steal home, but the throw back to the pitcher, Link, was short, and Link quickly got it back to the catcher there, Allie Davenport, blocking the plate well. And that's a big part of stopping that steal at home, Davenport blocking the plate there, not letting Cherry get there.
Yeah, it looked like to me she got there, and you're right. I think the block of the plate is what got the out for Red Bowling Springs.
So it goes 2-1-2, catcher to pitcher, back to catcher, to get out number two here in this first inning. Walden, that changeup is going to be short for ball three.
Good awareness by Red Bowling to catch that. It'd be real easy for the pitcher to not be paying attention, but she was.
3-0 pitch high for ball four to put a runner on first base, but with two away, first walk given up today by Link.
Yeah, I think you're seeing Baylor Walton's reputation right there at the plate. Didn't give her anything down the middle, Craig, and you see she takes first base because of it.
Yeah, they busted her inside with everything, and then that little changeup just is a foot and a half short, wasn't it? They weren't going to even let her reach out to try to hit one like a slow pitch softball. Kaylee Brown to bat now, swinging a miss on a big cut by Brown for strike one. So 0-1 to Kaylee Brown. She plays second base for the Lady Bulldogs. She'll step back in there for Clay County.
And the second straight sophomore coming to the plate here in the top of the first for Clay County.
Little slow roller. That's
trouble. That may be trouble.
Shortstop up with it. Throw to first is going to be wide. Walden going to move on to third base. Brown going to move down to second base. They'll hold Walden there as recovering it, bouncing off the fence is Stacy Bravo. But that throw from the shortstop, Allie Jenkins, pulled Bravo off the bag, and the error is going to put runners in scoring position now for Jenna Thompson as Kaylee Brown will reach on the error on the shortstop.
Actually, three straight sophomores coming up to the plate. Kevin, you see what happens when you put the ball in play.
Absolutely.
Jenna Thompson, the right fielder for Clay County, will step back in there for the Lady Bulldogs, trying to get them on the board here in the bottom of the first. No score here in this District 7A softball matchup. Happy to have you with us here on this beautiful first day of spring here in Salina. Link, the left-handed delivery. This one hit to the shortstop. It'll get through. That goes underneath the glove of the shortstop as that one's going to bring in a couple of runs as Walden will come in to score from third base. Thompson will come in to score. Walden comes in from third. Thompson, Brown from second base, and Thompson with a two RBI double for Clay County. I think I said the pitcher is Sarah Link. It is Sarah Link. She wears 15. As this is going to be hit on the left side as well. Is that fair? No, it's foul.
Foul ball.
That just misses outside the bag by Kylie Tinsley for strike one, but Tinsley got some good heat on that one down the left field line. I think if you're that third baseman, you might want to scoot over a half a step, and she does.
Yeah, I got to go back to that single by the freshman Thompson there, driving into two runs. Again, making good contact, getting the ball in play to kind of force, I assume it was ruled a hit, I'm not sure, but it had some heat behind it to force the shortstop to not be able to make the play as Thompson advances to second.
Little change up there, going to just catch the front part of home plate for call strike two, but that will allow the runner Jenna Thompson to move down to second base with an uncontested stolen base there by Jenna Thompson. So a runner in scoring position here for Tinsley. A little change up again, and that one doesn't come across the plate. It stays high for ball one to take the count 1-2 now to Tinsley. Runner at second base is Jenna Thompson, the right fielder. I've been impressed with the speed of the entire batting order of Clay County. 1-2 pitch. That one misses outside for ball two. The umpire at home plate gave it a long look.
Yeah, you mentioned the speed. Coach Daly talked quite a bit about that, didn't he, Kevin?
And Thompson being one of the chief base stealers. Yeah, he's looking to her to move around the bases a lot.
2-2 pitch here from Link. This one hit in the air on the right side. First baseman tries to make a play and foul ground, and she will. Good catch there by Stacy Bravo for Red Boiling Springs on the little pop-up, but Clay County does some damage. A two RBI double by Jenna Thompson gives the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County a 2-0 lead after one inning of play.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Lady Dogs of Salina up 2-0 over the Lady Dogs of Red Bull and Springs Creek.
Clay County, good bottom of the first inning. They sent six players to the plate, got two hits, all of those extra base hits, as the Red Bull and Springs batters will come back up. Sway Lane to lead off, swing and a miss on a big cut by Lane, the right fielder, for strike one. Stacy Bravo, the first baseman, the player that made the last out of the bottom of the first, she'll bat second. And then Maddie Hooten, the right fielder, due up. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the inside pitch for strike two now, and a couple of swinging strikes by Sway Lane. That's a good pitch right there. It's hard to do anything with.
Can't do that. High and in tight. No.
And it's hard to lay off, though, because you want to protect yourself a little bit. This one popped into the net for a foul ball.
Even if you hit that pitch, you're not going to do much with it. You're
going to dribble somewhere in the infield, and Clay County, as we said, very quick on the corners defensively, as over at first base is Jade Walker. At second base, Kaylee Brown. At shortstop is Reagan Cherry. And at third base, Darcy Smith, with the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. For the third strike out of the day for Baylor Walden, and out number one here in the second inning.
I think you might have seen a little of that change up there from Walden, Craig, as she took a little off of that one.
And the look of the changeup is completely different, isn't it? It's almost a slow pitch changeup from Link. But Walden, there's not a whole lot of difference, just enough to make it not get there when you think it will. First pitch to Stacy Bravo, going to be taken high and outside for ball one to take the count 1-0 to Bravo.
And if you can get that release point the same on that changeup, you can't hardly do anything with it.
Just misses inside at the numbers there for ball two.
That's right. a good point, Kevin. She looks the same on every pitch, no matter what she's throwing.
2-0 delivery from Walden, swing and a miss for strike one on that high pitch. She's been able to work the top half of the strike zone, too, and if you can do that, you can get some pop-ups in the air, but they haven't made much contact so far on Walden. 2-1 delivery. This one hit off the hands into the net to even the count at 2-2. Walden has faced four batters. She gave up the leadoff single to begin the game, has retired four in a row. Three of those four by way of the strikeout. That one bounces in there. Good block there by Clay County's catcher, Halen Garrison. Even though nobody's on, that shows you that she can help her pitcher out by keeping those in front of her.
Yeah, Garrison, another talented
freshman. Behind the plate.
Ball coming up here, getting the start in one of the most critical positions, really, on the field.
Ball four there to give up the leadoff walk, or the one-out walk, to Stacy Bravo. So a runner at first base with one away for Maddie Hooten, the second left-handed batter of the day for Red Bowling Springs. Hooten steps in. The infield takes a step in. Runner bluffs, doesn't go, as Garrison fields that one cleanly outside the strike zone for ball one to Hooten. It's a good pick. Off to her left. Ground ball to the third base side. She'll go to first for the out. Oh, it's dropped there at first, as unable to hold it is Jade Walker, as the third baseman, Darcy Smith, going across the diamond, trying to get out one, but that'll be an error on the first base player for Clay County.
Yeah, good decision by Smith as Redbone Springs kind of got the jump. May have had the hit and run on there, Kevin. Had second, made a good throw to first. Walker just couldn't quite squeeze it.
Trinity Reeves, the batter now for Red Bowling Springs, that low crouch in the right-handed batter's box, and the first pitch at the knees for call strike one.
That ball wasn't hit hard. Walden's pitching a good game so far. Of course, it's real early.
Trying to work her way out of a little bit of a jam again. The 0-1 delivery grounded off the end of the bat to the first baseman. She'll play it herself. Will Walker and step on first for out number two. So a big play right there on the ground out up the end of the bat to the first baseman, Jade Walker, to get the second out. And that's a big play because the runners moved to second and third on the play.
Unintentional sacrifice.
We move to the number nine spot. Emma Woodcock, the batter for Red Bowling. That one at the knees for call strike one. If she can reach back to the top of the order for Red Bowling. So this is a big out right here if Walden can get it. 2-0 Clay County here in the top of the second. Two away. Just misses. Low for ball one. Evens the count at 1-1. Around the outfield for Clay County, I don't know if we talked about that. In left field is Avery Davis. In center field is Emma Wicks. And in right field, Jenna Thompson. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside for ball two. So 2-1 to Woodcock with first base open. And two away here in the top of the second. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. That high heat there, up, just rising as it got there, and she just couldn't make contact.
She's having a lot of success up in the strike zone, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and battling here, guys. About to get out of this one again.
2-2 pitch from Walden. This one hitting to center field. Center fielder coming in, can't make the catch. She'll play it on a hop. One run will score. Good play out there in center field by Emma Wicks to keep it in front of her and hold it to one run as Sarah Link will come up to bat now, but that's a single by Emma Woodcock, and Red Bowling Springs is on the board with the first run of the game for the Lady Bulldogs as they'll have Bravo come in to score, and Maddie Hooten will move down to third, so runners at the corners for the top of the order for Sarah Link.
She didn't scorch that ball, but it was well placed.
Yeah,
just didn't hang up long enough to get to it.
And the first really real solid contact that Red Bowling Springs has been able to get on Walden.
1-0 pitch. Now to Link. This one hit hard down the right side. It'll get through to tie the game as Link, a couple of hits. Now on the right side, the runner from first, Bravo, will go all the way to third as it'll be Hooten coming in to score from third to tie the game at two apiece. And Sarah Link, a couple of hard hit balls on the right side is the second baseman, Kaylee Brown, just trying to knock it down. Couldn't get to it. Is that well placed through the infield?
And she dove for it. She went completely horizontal. Just couldn't get there.
Allie Jenkins, the batter now for Red Bowling Springs. That one on the inside part of the plate for call strike one. The uncontested stolen base by Link to move her down to second. They're not going to throw the second with the runner at third. Jenkins steps back in. Go ahead run at third base. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Walden way ahead in the count now at 0-2 to Jenkins. Go to pitch. This one grounded to Walker again. She'll tag Jenkins for out number three. So Red Bowling has a good inning here in the top of the second. They answer the two by Clay County in the bottom of the first. We move to the bottom of the second, all tied at two apiece.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. We can't thank them enough for getting on board as our presenting sponsor. Craig, we've got a tie ball game.
Good one going here. Like you talked about, these teams just about 20 miles apart here on Highway 52, and they know each other, and they're hitting the ball pretty well on both sides. Darcy Smith, the lead off the bottom of the second for Clay County, takes the first pitch from Link, low for ball one. Also due up in the inning, Emma Wicks and Halen Garrison, the 7, 8, 9 batters due up for Clay County.
Smith has some pop in her bat, guys.
1-0 pitch. That one misses high.
We'll see if she gets an opportunity.
Two. Yeah, the first two haven't been anything she could do anything with, so it's 2-0 to the third baseman, Darcy Smith. That one just misses outside for ball three. Catcher there tried to help her out as she framed that one pretty well. Allie Davenport holding it for a long time for the umpire. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. The umpire don't like you. Umpires don't like you to hold it that long.
Right.
3-0 delivery. That one is called strike one. Just catching. I think it broke right across the front corner of the plate is what he's saying. But it's 3-1 to Smith. Link, 3-1 delivery. Smith hits this one right back up the middle for a leadoff single here in the second. Fielded quickly out there in center field by Sway Lane, but a solid single by Darcy Smith right back up the box to get the leadoff runner on for the second inning for Clay County.
Yeah, Smith, one of these talented freshmen. Four of them starting for Coach Homer Daly. She along with Halen Garrison, Jenna Thompson, and Emma Wicks. Thompson also responsible for the two runs that Clay County already has. So we talked about the youth of this team, Craig, and it's already paying off for the Lady Dogs.
And you look at it, this is game five. By game 15, those freshmen will be completely different players. They'll have improved over that 10 game as Wicks squares to bunt, can't make contact, so it's going to be strike one to Emma Wicks, the center fielder for Clay County. Hitting the left-handed batter's box. It's 0-1 to Emma Wicks. Shadows beginning to move into the third base line now. That could be a factor later on tonight. Squares the bunt again, takes that one for strike two. Take the count 0-2, and now that kind of takes away the bunt option here for Wicks.
Yeah, trying to move the runner there with the bunt, of course, and, a strike she's going to have to put in play now.
Yeah, got to swing away here, the count 0-2, and I think Wicks is ready to do that as that one's low for ball one.
That was a change again, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Just went a little low.
And the thing about it is, to want to bunt it, you've got to have a pitch that you can bunt,
sure,
that you can do something with. Those change-ups, it's hard to get anything bunt to lay them down. 1-2 pitch. Wicks hits this one off the end of the bat to the left side. Third baseman will go to first.
Beat
not
it.
In time as Wicks will beat it out. Speedy down the first base line. Emma Wicks with an infield single, but runners at first and second with nobody out.
Yeah, we talked about it already throughout this broadcast, Kevin. This is a super fast team.
It
Wicks
is
showing it again there.
And her being a left-handed batter may have gotten her to first base that time.
Gets that
because it was a close play.
It's what, three steps or two steps at least that you've got a lead on a right-handed batter. Halen Garrison to bat now, the catcher for Clay County. Halen steps in to hit for the first time as Clay County has batted around here in the first two innings. First pitch to Garrison. Change up misses high right the eyes. The brim of the cap for ball one to Garrison.
And the third freshman in a row here coming up to bat for Coach Homer Daly.
So how many's in the starting lineup are freshmen?
We got four.
Four.
We got four as far as I know. Now, your lineup may have changed from what we talked about pre-broadcast. Three here for sure, and then Thompson again with the RBI single early on for Clay County.
That pitch was well inside.
Avery Davis, she's the
also
left
freshman.
Fielder.
So, we got five.
Five of the ten are freshmen. I think that's one just keep it off of her. That was coming right
in
the face.
Yeah, it could have hit her.
That's a protection swing right there to even the count at 1-1 to Halen Garrison. 1-1 pitch from Link. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two, and that was a good pitch there. A little bit faster changeup. It was still slower than the fastball, but it just caught the outside part of the plate after going inside on a couple of pitches. 1-2 to Garrison as Halen will step back in, trying to move the runners at first and second. This one hit down the third baseline in foul ground. Count stays 1-2.
That was headed toward her cap as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say.
But
she's making contact.
Good job by Garrison to battle that one off.
Yeah, she's really pitching inside right now, not wanting to give her anything to go the opposite way with. That may be the scouting report on Garrison. She may be an opposite field hitter. 1-2 pitch from Link. He'll change up there. Misses high for ball two as that one came out of her hand a little funny, and it almost looked like a slow pitch there from Link.
She likes a changeup, doesn't she?
She does. I'd say she's throwing it 60%, wouldn't you? Two delivery. Garrison swing and a miss for strike three. Runners hold at first and second. Out number one here in the second inning, but back to the top of the order now for Reagan Cherry, who got this game started with a leadoff single in the first, was stranded at third, though. Was actually tagged out trying to steal home.
That's right.
Cherry trying to add to this two-run total for Clay County. That pitch misses high and away for ball one to Reagan Cherry. Don't see 81 too often, do you, as a number?
Just no, you don't. No. You must be partial to that one.
There's got to be a reason. We'll have to ask her before we get to the next one. The 1-0 pitch hits right back to the catcher. She'll catch it on a line drive. It's hit right at the glove.
Wow.
And Link, a little self-preservation, will catch the line out for out number two.
That's a great play.
It was.
That was on her in a half second.
And we've seen Link do a lot of great things already. The glove on that one, and then, you know, the pitching she's done, she's really done well for Red Bowling Springs. That's why it's a tie ball game at 2-2, because of her play.
And sometimes if that's hit to the other side, that's through the hole and two-run score. So just as the first pitch is a ball to Jade Walker with two outs now for Clay County, but it's hit to her right hand. If she's a right-handed pitcher, it'd be the other way. And just sometimes just right place, right time to get that out.
Let's see if Walker can do something here for Clay County. They've had two on with no outs. And then Red Bull and Springs have rung up two since then.
Swing and a miss there for strike one to even the count at 1-1. But Coach Daly being very aggressive as Darcy Smith going to steal third base on the throw. So they've got runners at the corners. And that's smart because now you can move that runner from first to second without any throw, I would think, here. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. It was dropped. They'll throw down to first as they'll steal third. That's only strike two. So that's a stolen base by Darcy Smith to score the run. Red Bowling Springs wasn't sure of the count. They threw down to first, thinking it was a strikeout, but it's only strike two. So the stolen base there for the run, and Emma Wicks moves down to second base.
Yeah, heads-up play by the freshman Smith there. To get across the plate, and I'll be honest with you, I was confused too.
Well, a little bit of a gift for us there.
It was.
They take advantage of it, and they did.
Yeah, it would be an error on that on Red Bulling to score the run.
Craig, you mentioned the shade drawing in. I see Coach Daly has put on his toboggan. So it's getting a little cool down on the field, I think.
I'd say it is. That wind, we can see the flag there as the 2-2 pitch stays high for ball three to take the count full to Jade Walker. First full count that Clay County has had today. They've had some 3-1 counts, but no 3-2. That steal of home has moved Clay County in front 3-2. This one hit on the right side. Second baseman going to come up with it. They'll toss it underhanded. Route number three on a good play there by Trinity Reeves as it goes 4-3 for out number three. But Clay County steals home to go in front by one. We're through two complete. It is Clay County 3, Red Bulling Springs 2.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, here on the Horizon Sports Network, where the Clay County Bulldogs lead Red Bulling Springs 3-2 heading into the third inning. Clay County held Red Bulling scoreless in the top half of the first. In the bottom, Jenna Thompson drove home a couple of runs with a RBI double to center to put the Lady Bulldogs ahead. Red Bulling responded in their half of the second inning with two runs to tie the score, and Clay County has just retaken the lead on a steal of home, which I think we can say was aided just a little bit, but the Lady Bulldogs lead 3-2 beginning the third. This Lady Dog recaps have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue on the square in Salina.
Emma Wicks with a big defensive play for Clay County to start the top of the third inning. Wicks got fooled a little bit, as you can see her kind of smiling out there in center field. Took a step in, had to back up, made that leaping catch of the hit by Allie Davenport for out number one on the first putout by an outfielder of the day.
Yeah, you're right, Craig. Ended up having to make a pretty athletic play to finish that one.
Popped up in the infield. The shortstop will call everybody off, and Reagan Cherry will catch the pop-up in the infield for out number two. So two pitches, two outs for Baylor Walden. She's not working by the hour here in this third inning. Two up, two down is Sway Lane, the hit now for Red Bulling.
Well, despite the two runs, she's pitched a good game. You know, they've hit two balls really pretty well off of her.
This one hit to left field. Left fielder moving over, can't get to it. Lane will have the first hit of the inning, as quickly up with it in left field is Davis. But Lane, good piece of hitting there to get a single, her first hit of the day, and a runner on first, but two away here in this third inning.
And that was a well-hit ball.
Stacy Bravo. The hit, yes, is just placement sometimes is better than hitting it hard, and Bravo will try to go two for two as she takes that one inside for ball one. Actually, she walked her first at-bat. Came around to score the first run of the game for Red Bulling Springs. Walden, the 1-0 pitch. Runner goes. They're going to throw down to second base. Cherry will apply the tag. Runner came off the bag, and she got back in time.
That was close.
That was close.
She overran the bag and got back somehow or other.
Cherry, I thought the glove on top of the helmet there, but the umpire says she dives back in time. So it's a stolen base for Sway Lane. Pitch was a strike, I believe. They don't have it on the board. I think it's 1-1 to Lane. That one grounded off the plate, rather to Bravo. It's 1-2 now to Stacy Bravo. No, it's 1-1.
Yeah, you can go back to that play. Just a great throw by the freshman Halen Garrison behind the plate, guys, to give that a chance for Clay County to record that out. I mean, that was a laser.
This would hit softly to first base. First baseman Walker will make the catch on a little pop-up in the infield. A couple of pop-ups in the infield to fly out to center field as Walden's got them hitting it up in the air and Clay County making plays. They strand a runner. We're through 2.5. It's Clay County 3, Red Boiling Springs 2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. Craig, it's been a good one so far. 3-2, Clay County.
Everybody likes offense. That's what they say. That sells tickets, doesn't it?
That's right.
There's been some offense here in the first couple of innings. Heart of the order. You up for Clay County. Baylor Walden leading off. We'll take inside for ball one. She'll be followed by Kaylee Brown and Jenna Thompson. You up for Clay County. So Sarah Link got her work cut out for her in this third inning. Walden stepping back in for Clay County as the shadows all the way over the infield now. That one misses. Oh, it catches the top part of the strike zone for call strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. Walden stepping back in. She walked, scored the first run of the game for Clay County back in the first inning. This one hit to the shortstop, and making the play there is Allie Jenkins. A little soft tapper to the shortstop Jenkins, able to field it cleanly and get out number one here in the third inning.
Yeah, good hack at it there by Walden. Just didn't quite get all of it to get it over the shortstop's head.
At the end of the bat, I think, just didn't. You could the sound
right.
Wasn't off the aluminum. It was off the cork there, and the end of the bat, it sounded like, is Kaylee Brown stepping in the hit for Clay County. She reached on error, came around and scored a run. Back in the first inning. First pitch at the middle of the cap for call ball one to take the count 1-0 to the Clay County second base player. Brown steps back in. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one to even the count to Kaylee Brown. Sarah Link going the entire way for Red Bulling. She's given up 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. She's walked 3. Little change up.
There it is again.
Short that time for ball two to take the count 2-1.
Brown. She's a good athlete. Link is, obviously.
Yeah. 2-1 delivery. This one
rolling trouble.
On the right, the left side. She'll spin, throw to first, not in time. As Sarah Link did a good job getting to that one, but the speed of Kaylee Brown able to get the first base in time. You talked about it. Maybe that left-handed batter's box may have helped again.
She showed some speed heading down the line that time.
Yeah, that's multiple times that Clay County has beat out an infield throw here in this contest, guys. And, again, we said coming in, Coach Daly realized that was an asset for his team, and they're using it.
Jenna Thompson batting once again for Clay County. Second time she's batted with a runner on. First pitch going to be high for ball one. Catcher Allie Davenport coming up out of her stance. May have thought the runner was going, but Brown holds over there at first base.
Be interesting to see if Clay County runs this time.
1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Huh? Runner bluffs again. The count evens at 1-1.
Start to say Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Hard not to, isn't it?
Again, I think Daniel used to refer to them as the Red Lady Dogs and the Black and Gold Lady Dogs. So.
1-1 pitch. That hit down the right field line. That's going to hook the foul and out of play to take the count 1-2. Now to Jenna Thompson.
Yeah, well,
ball two strikes.
One term we hadn't used is the Battle of the Bulldogs here tonight. We usually throw that one in, so this is the Battle of the Lady Bulldogs.
I do like the pinstripes. The Clay County Lady, the pinstripe uniforms, that's the classic Yankees look at. You can't beat that. I guess I said Yankees and Braves country. 1-2 pitch, change up, got her swinging. The runner going to steal second base. And that one, that really slow change up, caught her looking for out number two.
Well, you know, guys, talking about the Yankees, I remember a time when the Yankees were the only team you could watch one game on every Saturday, and it's always the Yankees back in the 60s.
Yep.
Showing my age there, but I remember it very well.
You may be a little bit. I think the draw to get you here was all those years listening to the Braves on the radio, wasn't it, guys?
I did. Yeah, I did.
First pitch to Kylie Tinsley, misses outside for ball one, but the runner, Kaylee Brown, moving down the second base on the strikeout by Jenna Thompson for out number two. So two away for Tinsley here, but a runner in scoring position for Tinsley. That one misses high for ball two. Tinsley popped up to first base to end the first inning. Time called here as they're going to take a visit out to the mound to talk to Sarah Link.
You know, as a Braves fan, guys, you can say that you've had some success, but you've also been long-suffering. More lean years than good ones, but it's been a good 30-year run. Now, they should have had another World Series title or two in there, but, boy, there's some lean times during the 70s and part of the 80s.
Dale Murphy, one of the greatest players to play on a team that never was very good, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Still grieves me that Murph is not in the Hall of Fame, but I guess it's safe to say he's probably not going to get there now.
Been a long time. He probably into what, mid-80s is in when he retired?
He went to Philly for a little while, and I don't remember how long it was, but yeah. I think he's got the most home runs of anybody who is not yet in the Hall of Fame, or close to that anyway.
A quick visit for Coach Savannah Link talking to her pitcher Sarah Link. Savannah Link, the head coach. Sidney Link, the assistant coach, is the 2-0 pitch. Will be fouled at the plate for strike one by Link. They took over for their dad that coached there a year ago, and just kind of he handed it off to them, and I'd assume Sarah Link somehow related there in the family of Red Boiling Springs Links.
I would say a younger sister to the coach, if I was guessing, is Coach Jeffrey Link, of course, the football coach over at Red Bulling Springs, and I think he was did the softball team last year, as you said, Craig.
2-1 pitch misses high to take the count 3-1 now to Tinsley. Coach Daly talking to her on the 3-1 count. I think he might be letting her swing away here with two away. 3-1 pitch. Nope, she took ball four, flips the bat over the back of her head with a little move there for walk as
good job by Tinsley laying off of that one to get two runners in in scoring position or on the banks. There is two out here for Clay County as they still maintain this one-run lead, 3-2.
Runners at first and second now for Darcy Smith. First pitch to Smith. That one's going to be high and inside for ball one. Take the count 1-0.
Craig, it seems like it when Link misses, it's high.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not uncommon in softball either. But
the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike one to even the count at 1-1. I don't think she's got the velocity to throw down in the lower half of the strike zone. You put it down there, and bad things are going to happen, I believe.
That's true.
Yeah, she got a lot of tricks in her bag, though. Like that pitch right there, as you've been calling the slow pitch. Just get you way out in front of them.
Yeah. The 1-1 pitch popped up in the infield. Link trying to get to it, and she will. Sarah Link catches the pop-up in the infield for out number three. Clay County strands a runner. We're through three complete. It is Clay County 3 at Red Boiling Springs 2.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. We're at Clay County High School covering Clay County versus Red Boiling Springs on the softball diamond. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Can't thank them enough and all of our sponsors for making this coverage of spring sports possible. Craig, we're getting kind of into the heart of this one. Clay County just up by 1-3-2.
Good one going here between these two as we move to the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Red Boiling Springs. Maddie Hooten, Trinity Reeves, and Emma Woodcock due up as Hooten will lead off batting left-handed facing Walden. The first pitch will be a swinging strike for strike one as Baylor Walden back out there to begin the fourth, and I don't think you're going to see any kind of changes from either one of these teams as Walden continues to throw very well. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss for strike two, and maybe getting stronger as we move to this fourth inning.
Yeah, she's had a really good start, I think, Kevin, and, you know, then hit the kind of rough patch there with two outs, and I can't remember what inning that was to give Red Boiling Springs their runs here. But since then, she's kind of settled in.
Lines right back up the middle. The second baseman can't come up with it. Went off the glove of Walden on a hard-hit ball by Hooten. That's going to be an infield hit for Maddie Hooten to put a runner on at first, and for the third time in four innings, Red Boiling Springs has the leadoff batter on for Trinity Reeves this time.
That was a tough play either for Walden or the second baseman.
It was. That had some smoke behind it when it came off the bat for sure. One update we do have for the Clay County Bulldog baseball, they're playing at Red Boiling Springs. The same school's battling out just down the road here over in Macon County, and it's 2-2 tied up in the bottom of the third. We found out that in the break as our cohort Doug Strong looked it up for us. Appreciate Doug.
Swinging strike there. Ball gets away from Garrison. That'll allow the runner to move down to second base on the pass or on the wild pitch as it was high for Hooten to move down to second base. It was a swinging strike by Trinity Reeves. Second one of those to begin the at-bat to make it 0-2 as the home plate umpire checks with the outfield umpire to check the count. And I'm a little confused about how they changed that one a minute ago. I thought it had to be 1-2, but you never know. This one popped in the air right back into the net to keep the count at 0-2.
Speaking of the dogs, Craig, we'll be calling our first Bulldog baseball game with Doug Strong as Kevin is indisposed for that Thursday. This Thursday, be them in Macon County.
0-2 pitch, swinging strikeout for out number one here in the inning.
As that had some heat on it.
Yes, it did. As Walden just rearing back and throwing that one for strikeout number one in the inning, strikeout number four in the game. And now Emma Woodcock will bat with a runner in scoring position, trying to tie this game. Walden swinging a miss for strike one. Like I said, it just appears to me that she's getting stronger as this game goes on. Lights are on here on a chilly first day of spring for these two teams. The 0-1 pitch, that one bounces in. Garrison keeps it in front of her, though, and holds the runner down at second base.
Yeah, you mentioned that Walden getting stronger just a sophomore, but as Kevin said, she's spent a lot of time in that circle out there and over her young years.
This one hit foul off the right side over the first base dugout to take the count 1-2. Yeah, if you're a pitcher in high school now, it's a year-round thing. You work constantly to improve your craft, and you can tell that she's done that. As just a sophomore, she's going to be very good before she ends her career here in Clay County. 1-2 to Woodcock. That one bounces in, gets through Garrison, and the runner will move down to third base. Ball two as Maddie Hooten will move 60 feet away from trying to tie this game. One out here in the top of the fourth. Back to the top of the order, Sarah Link on deck. She's been on base both times today with a couple of singles to the right side. 2-2 pitch, bounces in. Garrison will keep that one there at home plate to take the count full now at 3-2 to Woodcock.
Guys, I'll ask a question to gain some knowledge. How fast do the top softball pitchers throw?
I'd say 70.
It's quick, I know that.
But swing and a miss for strike three is that one fooled her a little bit. The thing about it is with them, they're where in the majors or in high school baseball, you're, what, 90 feet away? Or the mound's 90, you're 60 feet here. So that's throwing 65, 70 would be like throwing, what, 85, 90? So if you can hit 65, you're humming it.
And it's coming at you from a different angle than it is in baseball a lot of the time.
Link back up there. That pitch just misses outside for ball one. Link single just inside the bag to lead off the game at first base, then hit one in the hole between first and second to get on for a second time. She has an RBI for Red Bulling. 1-0 pitch from Walden. This one hit to the right side again. That's down for a base hit, and the tying run will come in to score for Red Bulling Springs. Is up with it quickly is Jenna Thompson, but Hooten coming in to score from third base.
Guys, you got to be impressed by the pitcher, Link. She's doing well at the plate, and, of course, we talked about how savvy she is in the circle, throwing the changeups and such. You said it, Kevin, just a great athlete for the Red Lady Dogs.
Obviously.
That one gets away from Garrison. That will let Link move down to second base. I tell you what has really impressed me, all of their runs, I mean, Link has batted in a lot of them, but they've all come from the bottom of the order. 6, 7, 8, 9 have scored all three runs, actually 6 and 7. So that's pretty good production from the bottom of the order. There's a swinging strike by Allie Jenkins to even the count at 1-1. Jenkins struck out in the first inning, grounded out to first base in the second inning, so she's 0-2 on the day. This one grounded back to Walden. Walden boots it. It gets away. Short, the third baseman coming up trying to get to it. Can't do so, and everybody's safe as it's going to be an error putting Jenkins on first base and moving Link over to third base. So runners at the corners for Allie Davenport. Davenport trying to move Red Bulling Springs into the lead here in this fourth inning. They've scored a run to tie it. The go-ahead run is at third base, and now the umpire is going to get together to talk about something. I'm not sure what this conversation would be about.
Clay County needs to get out of here without any further damage.
Yeah, tied it up here 3-3 between them and Red Bulling Springs, and, you know, two outs here, Craig. What's Walden looking to do?
I think you've got to try to make sure that she hits something on the ground, even though there have been a couple of ground ball infield plays that have gotten Red Bowling Springs on first base, but you want it on the ground here to let your defense be able to make a play. And I'm not sure what the umpire is talking about here.
I'm not sure either.
Checking the number of outs.
I'm sitting.
It is two away. A couple of strikeouts. Reeves with a strikeout. Woodcock with a strikeout. Davenport, the sixth batter in the inning for Red Bowling Springs. One run in. Runner goes at first. Pitch going to be a strike. Uncontested stolen base there by Jenkins. And the count goes 0-1 to Allie Davenport. Five strikeouts on the day for Baylor Walden. She'd love number six right here.
Mm.
Oh, that one just misses low for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Looked good from here, didn't it, Craig?
That did. That's, of course, the umpire kind of blocks you from up here, but, boy, that looked right at the knees. 1-1 pitch bounces in. Good job by Garrison. She'll throw down
to
third, but back in time is Link. That's a gutsy throw right there by Halen Garrison. Confidence in her arm, confidence in her third base player. Down there, Darcy Smith made a great catch in a spot where a lot of stuff was going on right there at the third base back.
I'd say they've done that before. Classmates, guys, both freshmen, moving up and starting as rookies here for Coach Daly. And he talked about Garrison, how you know she could throw lasers to third and first or trying to pick off runners. We've already seen her arm going down to second, almost getting one out there. And, you know, just a talented player behind the plate.
Foul ball evens the count at 2-2 as Walden trying to get out of this, giving up only one run. 2-2 pitch. Checks the swing. Does it
well,
go?
That looked good, forward. Too.
Now, that's a little bit of a change up there. We talk about Link throwing that change up. Walden doesn't use it often, but when she does, she's pretty effective with it, and she did just miss if she did miss there. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Walden strikes out the side, but Red Bowling Springs adds a run. They tie it up at three apiece. We're through three and a half. It is 3-3 here in Salida.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball. We've got a tie game. It's 3-3 between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports, guys. I don't know if you've ever been down to their location below the bridge in Salina, but if you haven't, folks, you need to. The retail store is just super impressive. Got one of the largest fishing tackle selections in the region, besides maybe Bass Pro Shops or some of these other places, selling boats, motors, utility vehicles, any boat part you can think of. They do service, just kind of a blessing to have a business like that here in Clay County, and we hope folks will go support them because they're supporting us, Greg.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess right now we're getting into kind of where the tournament season is getting cranked up with fishing in and around the area.
Yeah, guys, if you're a fisherman and haven't been there, you need to go.
8-9-1 batters due up for Clay County here. Emma Wicks, Halen Garrison, and back to the top of the order with Reagan Cherry due up here in the bottom of the fourth as Wicks hits for the second time. That one misses outside for ball one to Emma Wicks as she singled her only other at-bat. Was stranded at second base. tell you what, when you get a moment, just things you see in warm-up sometimes is the 1-0 pitch. That one misses for ball two. Sometimes you don't want to play first base. Bravo over there taking the throw from the shortstop Jenkins. Caught around the inside of the foot there in warm-up. Boy, that had to hurt on a cold day like this. 2-0 pitch from Link. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one to take the count 2-1.
And speaking of the temperature, it is noticeably cooler than it was 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, when that sun dropped
down
behind the ridge over there, the temperature dropped quick.
That one misses inside.
That was
ball
close.
Three. Takes it 3-1 now. It's one thing about Link. She likes to really pitch to the inside part of the plate. It's hard to do anything. Can't extend the arms on a pitch on the inside part of the plate. 3-1 delivery from Link. That one catches the inside part of the plate. The call strike three. I'd missed one somewhere. I thought it was 3-1. But he says that's call strike three for out number one.
Guys, our first broadcast of softball this season, and we're getting a treat between these two teams and these two pitchers, specifically between Walden and Link. Just a pleasure to take in.
Yeah. You want games to be close. It makes for good television
if they are.
Garrison back in there to bat now. First pitch misses high to Halen. Take the count 1-0.
And it's been a well-played game.
It has
really,
been.
I mean, not perfect by any stretch, but well played.
And we talked about it also. You know, these teams are expected to maybe battle it out for that number two spot or challenge Gordonsville one or the other. And, you know, pretty even between these, well, Lady Bulldog teams.
Yeah. And it has been. It's 3-3 through 3.5. And Clay County with a chance to take a lead again. As every time Red Bowling's had an answer for Clay County, Clay County's come back to be able to do something, and Garrison trying to do so again, but a swinging strike there to even the count at 1-1 as she bats with nobody on. And this one hit off the end of the bat right toward the Red Bowling Springs dugout. Foul ball will make it 1-2 to Garrison. That'd be tough on you if you're a batter, because Link, she that's just a different pitching style than anything you're used to seeing. 1-2 pitch, that change up. Misses high for ball two.
Yeah, and again, I don't think she just has the lone changeup, guys. She's got a lot of off-speed stuff, different pitches, and some movement at times.
I'd be willing to wager that what we see next week with Cookville, there won't be much changeup.
Right.
Garrison hits this one to short. Jenkins up with it. He'll throw to first. Garrison beat it out. Halen Garrison, speed down the line. Jenkins made a good play there at short. Throw it across the diamond, but Garrison able to beat that throw and get the one-out single for Clay County.
It's really good hustle by her.
Yeah, really impressed with Clay County and the way they dig out of the box, Craig, to get down the line.
Yeah, they're out there quickly. As Reagan Cherry now with a chance to help her team out here as the leadoff batter for Clay County steps in. First pitch misses high. Garrison bluffs over there at first base. Counts 1-0 to Cherry. One thing that Coach Daly doesn't use, you can have a courtesy runner for your pitcher or catcher. Neither team has used that here tonight.
Man, when you got an athlete like Garrison as your catcher, you want her on the base pass, that's for sure.
1-0 pitch is low for ball two to Reagan Cherry. Take it 2-0.
Yeah, Coach Daly's pretty much locked into that 10-girl rotation, I think, so far. You know, he doesn't have a whole lot of players on this team, on the roster, and, you know, there's talent from top to bottom.
Got about 13, is that right? So, yeah.
Cherry taking all the way there for that strike at the numbers to take the count 2-1. Goes down to Coach Daly down there at third base, 2-1 delivery. That's going to be popped in the air as swinging away at that changeup that time. Almost got a little deeper than Link wanted it to and gave Cherry a chance to hit that one like a slow pitch.
Yeah, this is a big opportunity for the Lady Dogs, for Clay County right here with the leadoff hitter at the plate and the speed of Garrison on the bases.
2-2 pitch from Link. That one bounces in. Good stop there at home plate by Davenport to keep it in front of her and to hold Garrison over at first base. Takes the count full now to Reagan Cherry. 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air in the infield. Foul ball, but Link will get to it and make the catch for out number two. So that's one thing I'm impressed with about Link, too. She fields her position very well. She's made some good defensive plays for Red Bowling Springs.
Yeah, Cherry coming in here batting 500. I'm not sure what she is tonight. I know she had the leadoff single, pretty sure. So 1-for-3 on the night, and that's just another credit to the pitcher in the circle for Red Bowling Springs.
1-for-3 with the hard line out back to Link. That was one that could have got through on most pitchers. That first pitch to Walker going to be called strike one. Take the count 0-1.
Of course, Reagan Cherry, Jade Walker, and also Butler Walden, like Kevin said in the opener, you know, all district players from last year. Walker as a sophomore, the other two as freshmen.
Yeah. This one hit hard down the right side, but pulled foul by Walker to take the count 0-2. Now to the first baseman for Clay County.
Her best swing of the night, but she was way out ahead of it.
3-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. Halen Garrison at first base with two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss for strike three. So two strikeouts in the inning. Clay County strands a runner. We're through four complete. It's all tied up at three here at Clay County High School in Salina.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sport Network, where Clay County is tied with District 7A foe Red Bowling Springs 3-3 heading into the fifth inning. The Lady Bulldogs of Clay County scored two runs in inning number one, a single inning in inning number two, while Red Bowling Springs scored twice in the second inning and once in the fourth to tie the score. It's been a well-played game to this point. Both teams pitching well, fielding relatively well, and several good hits. This Lady Dog recap been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tiles, showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina.
Baylor Walden back out there in the circle for Clay County as they continue with their warm-ups. Garrison with that throw down to second base. Been a good one here between these two teams. As for Red Bowling Springs, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up. For Red Bowling, Kerrigan Knight, Sway Lane, and Stacy Bravo due up here in the top of the fifth, all tied at 3 apiece.
Yeah, one thing I've been meaning to say earlier, just kind of had some pretty good action going on here, guys, is we're going to start a little something new with spring sports. If folks that are watching will like and share this broadcast, share it for all of your friends on Facebook, it'll put you into a drawing for a free subscription to the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we want to encourage folks to share this broadcast. We've had a pretty good viewership so far for our first spring sports broadcast. So if you share that tonight, you've got all week long, until our next broadcast to share it. Even after it goes final here tonight, you go back on the replay, share this broadcast as much as you can, like and share, and enter yourself for a chance to win a Dale Hollow Horizon subscription.
Stay up to date with all things around.
That's right.
Clay County. I saw the first lady of Tennessee there in Clay County. Ground ball to shortstop. Cherry up with it. She'll throw to first. Walker fields it as pretty hard hit ball there by Knight. But Cherry able to field it cleanly. Goes 6-3 for out number one.
Yeah, nice play by Cherry at shortstop there. But you're right, Craig. Yeah, we had the first lady visit Hermitage Springs.
Yeah.
Actually, her initiative Tennessee Serves, I think is what it was called, if I remember right. It's building a really nice, I think a $250,000 investment into a playground at Henry Springs Park for Clay County. So big news for Clay County.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. That's all right. You know, back when Herman Springs was a high school, I actually did the last basketball broadcast at Herman Springs. Salina went over there to play.
Really?
I did the last game ever played, high school game ever played in that gym.
What year was that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You probably know more about that than me.
Yeah. I was going to say, several of us sitting in here in this booth played in that gym quite a bit, but
yeah.
I would say that was long after me.
We'll have to think about that. It's 0-2 here to Sway Lane. This one hit to right field. Right fielder coming in, can't get to it. It'll drop a little Texas leaguer there by Lane to drop it in. Good effort over there in right field by Clay County's Jenna Thompson. Just dropped it, as they say in the major leagues, hit it where they ain't, and that's what she did, and that got a base hit for Lane.
Yeah, Thompson playing in some and still couldn't get to that one. Just perfectly placed by the Red Lady Dog.
Stacey Bravo, the hit now with a runner at first and one away. Lane bluffs. This one foul back and out of play for strike one. Walden's done a good job this inning, like, kind of like she has most innings, by getting that first strike. The first pitch on every batter has been a strike as in this inning as it was back in the first inning. And that's when she does really well, that's what she does to get the at-bat started. The 0-1 pitch here. This one grounded foul down the right side to take the count 0-2. Bravo walked, scored a run, popped up to first base. So she's 0-1 with a walk on the day.
Batter's been quite a bit behind on those first two pitches. We'll see if that continues here.
0-2 pitch from Walden, grounded to third base. Third baseman will take the play at first, throw in time to Walker, as coming up with it is Darcy Smith. It will be a sacrifice on the play as it goes 5-3, Smith to Walker, but it will move Lane down to second base.
Have we seen a force play at second base tonight, guys?
I don't think so.
Don't believe we have we?
Not an out, no. That's rare, too.
It is.
Maddie Hooten batting for Red Bowling Springs. That one misses away, gets away from Garrison on that pitch way outside, and that'll let Lane move down to third base. It's ball one to Hooten, two away. So a big out here because a base hit here gives them the lead here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, Garrison got a glove on that one. It's like it just kind of hit on the heel and deflected on it.
This one hit toward the Clay County dugout as somebody had to get out of the way, seeing on the bucket there in front of it. Evens the count at 1-1. Not a spot I'd really want to sit.
Another thing we haven't mentioned, a pretty good crowd here on a cool night for softball, isn't there, Kevin? I see you're standing up.
There is. You wonder if the junior high crowd may have helped with that some in that lead-in game. Between the same two schools, too.
Foul tip there at the plate to take the count 1-2. Walden ahead in the count now to Hooten. Right-handed pitcher facing left-handed batter and a swinging strike for strike three. First strike out of the inning. They strand a runner at third. We're through 4.5. We're still tied at 3 here in Salina.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience.
Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SwineHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball. It's a tie ball game, 3-3 here, headed into the top of the bottom of the fifth inning as Clay County's coming to bat. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, Craig. And it's been a good one so far. Like we said, tied up.
Been a good one as Baylor Walden leading off here, trying to help her own cause. Kevin was just asking about the number of strikeouts that Walden has tonight. Is the first pitch from Link going to be hit hard to Jenkins. That gets through for a base hit for Walden. And it's going to roll past the left fielder. That'll let Walden try to go into second. She'll go in there standing up, gets away again. She's going to go for third here as the shortstop can't get to it. And Walden, with a hard hit ball right between the legs of the shortstop Jenkins, turns it into a triple. It's not a triple, but a couple of errors out on the field, and all of a sudden the go-ahead runs at third base.
Yeah, you see the power of Walden and the heads-up base running too, Kevin.
Well,
just a great overall player.
You have to call that an error, but my goodness, she smoked that ball.
Yeah. Do you? I don't know if I would.
Well, exactly. Who's the official scorer here? We may have to give her a single,
you know,
a single and a two-base error.
See what they call. Do they call it on the – this one popped up in the air.
Yeah,
the
Doug will let us know.
And that – the catcher caught it. Oh, that's a good job by Davenport calling off Link to make the play. I thought that might drop as Kaylee Brown popped that one up in the infield, but at the last second, Allie Davenport just put out that glove to make the catch after Link had backed away from
him. I think you have to call that Walden a hit, almost infield hit, guys. She ate.
She didn't have time to get her glove down.
Right, she ate up the shortstop.
And they've made a change. We'll check that change defensively here in just a moment because Jenkins is not there at short anymore. Change up, bunt laid down. Going to be a tough play by Link. She'll spin and throw and get the out. And the runner can't advance. That's a good play by Sarah Link. That bunt was a good one by Thompson, but she was able to field it, hold the runner there at third, spin, make a strong throw, and not allow that run to come in to score from third base.
Yeah, you can't really do it any better on both ends, really. Thompson, like you said, laid it down perfectly. Link, we've talked about her all night, guys. The difference in the game here for Red Bull and Springs in multiple ways, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely. They've got some athletes, no doubt about it. And Link has shown it at the plate, on the mound, and in the field.
Kylie Tinsley batting here for Clay County, swinging a miss on that changeup for strike one. They have switched Sway Lane and Allie Jenkins. Jenkins is now in center field. Sway Lane is at shortstop for Red Bulling Springs, so Clay County is forced a defensive change here from Red Bulling Springs. 0-1 to Tinsley. That little faster pitch there. Misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Look how far in the hole the shortstop is, too.
Look how open the middle of the infield is.
Wide open.
Yeah, definitely shading to the pull hitter here.
Center fielder playing probably, 20 feet off the dirt. This one hit over her head. You know what? It held up, and the catch made out in center field by Red Bulling Springs is pulling it in there as Jenkins. They moved her to center field. She makes a great play to end the inning. So the pop-up to center field to Jenkins for out number three. We're through five. It is 3-3 here between Clay County and Red Bulling Springs.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee. We're here at Clay County High School as the Lady Dogs of Salina are tied with the Lady Dogs of Red Bowling Springs. It's 3-3, headed into the top of the sixth inning. This broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. We talked about them earlier, just a place that everybody needs to go and check out down there. It's amazing what they have below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, just off the square. And also, we want to repeat, if you share this broadcast, share the broadcast and give us a like, you'll be entered in a drawing to win a free subscription to the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. If you already have one, we'll add a year to it, or we'll even let you give it to someone else if you want to. So just share this broadcast and help us spread the word about Clay County Spring Sports, Craig.
Yeah, jump on the bandwagon here. It's these guys put in a lot of work. Girls and guys coming up on Thursday put in a lot of work, and they'd love everybody supporting them. Here is that a check swing? Did she go? She did not. The first place umpire says count evens up at 1-1 to Trinity Reeve. She's followed by Emma Woodcock and Sarah Link. You up for Red Bowling Springs here in the top of the sixth? That one misses inside for ball two. Start talking about Walden. She's got 7 strikeouts on the evening. Only 1 walk by Baylor Walden. That's a pretty good ratio there.
You know, talking a lot about Link, and we mentioned it earlier, we're getting a tree here with these two pitchers inside the circle in Link and Walden, and both having really good nights.
They are, and both playing defense very well, especially Link. Link's made some plays that sometimes you don't expect a pitcher to make, but she's been able to make them. 2-2 pitch from Walden, swing and a miss. For strike 3, strikeout number 8 on the day for Baylor Walden. First out of the sixth inning on a strikeout to get that leadoff batter out of there and let the second hitter hit with nobody on.
Yeah, the totals say she's thrown 84 pitches, 63 of those for strikes, Craig. So she's pretty dialed in.
That's why only 1 walk. That one popped off the hands of Emma Woodcock for strike 1. To get behind in the count to Walden, that's impressive right there. 63 out of 80-something pitches strikes.
2 out of every 3 pitches, basically.
And you go over and look at Link, she's 55 of 90 as far as strike percentage. So, but we do know she uses a little more junk
in
it with her game.
Big swing there by Emma Woodcock. Couldn't catch up to that high rising fastball. I like that pitch from Walden. She doesn't use it often, but when she uses that rising fastball, it's just hard for anybody to catch up with. The 0-2 pitch just misses high for ball 1. Lights on here as we approach 7 o'clock this evening. This game almost an hour and a half old here as we are in the bottom or the top of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts. Begin the inning by Baylor Walden, and she's got 9 now on the night for Clay County. And back to the top of the order with Sarah Link, and it's good to see her batting this time with nobody on base.
Yeah, it is, because I think she may have driven home all 3 runs, at least 2 of them, Red Bowling Springs. And talk about a battle here between Walden and Link.
Walden puts that one outside for ball 1 in the first pitch of the at-bat to Link.
She's really dialing it in here, it seems to me, guys. Kevin, you can hear the effort down the mound.
She reached back a little bit more on that one, had some extra.
This one off the hands of Link into the net for strike 1 to even the count at 1-1.
You're not going to do much with that last pitch. It was right in on the hands. weak pop out or grounders the best you're going to manage.
1-1 pitch coming up from Walden. This one hit hard to the second baseman. Fields it cleanly. Throws to Walker on a good pickup by Kaylee Brown at second base. One hops to her on a hot hit. She's hit everything to the right side as Link. Brown moved right to where it was going. Three up, three down for the first time for Red Bowling Springs. Let's see if Clay County can turn that defense into offense as we move to the bottom of the sixth in a 3-3 tie.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. We've got a good one going here in our inaugural broadcast of spring sports, where Clay County and Red Bowling Springs are tied here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Folks, this broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports. Go support them and all of our sponsors. And, Craig, we've asked folks to share this one. They really should. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty,
yeah.
And your friends and other people are going to want to see the end of this one.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of softball, this might help you become one because this is a good game right here. As we move to the bottom of the sixth, of course, the game goes 7 innings. In a regular game, we may be staring at extra innings here. This evening, Clay County 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up here with Darcy Smith to lead off. First pitch going to be hit into center field. Center fielder took a step back, now comes in, and Jenkins will make back-to-back putouts. She got the last out to end the fifth inning, now gets the first out to begin the 16 after moving from shortstop to center field.
Smith had a single earlier in the game. Right, Craig?
Yes,
first at-bat?
First at-bat. Scored a run. Stole a base as Emma Wicks will bat. She's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a strikeout. Left-handed batter for Clay County. First pitch to Wicks. This one hit hard but foul down the right side. I love the old chalk, too. A lot of folks go to paint now, but that there's nothing like softball, baseball, and that chalk when you make it fly. You know whether it's safe or foul when you do that.
Yeah. And we had that happen once.
We did, third base.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's much chalk left down there, though. They've got to tore that up. 0-1 to Emma Wicks. The 0-1 pitch, changeup, going to be hit through the hole for a base hit on the right side. Wicks going to round first, but up with it quickly over there in right field is Maddie Hooten, and a solid single, though, on the right side for Emma Wicks to put the go-ahead run on base for Halen Garrison.
Yeah, Wicks was really close on the swing just prior to that, and she dialed it in that time to get a base runner here on for Clay County.
Now will Clay County run?
Well, we haven't seen them really do it so far.
No,
we've seen them do it in positions where they knew they were going to take the base, but we haven't seen them gamble with just a flat-out steal yet.
No. Halen Garrison, the batter, takes that one high for ball one. The Red Bowling Springs defense thinks they're going to. The thing about running now, though, is you've got to change at shortstop, so you know that Lane probably hasn't worked as much with the catcher Davenport, so this might be a chance to try to manufacture something here.
And she is deep in the hole, as we mentioned earlier.
She got along almost as far as from first base.
From the runner, yeah.
1-0 pitch. That one just drops in for call strike one.
Guys, is it my imagination, or is she gone away from the changeup? The further into the game we go, I'm not seeing it as much, right?
You're not. You're seeing a little bit more heat from Link in these later innings,
yeah.
Craig.
Yeah, she just doesn't have the power that Walden has. This one hit down the third base side. That's through for a base hit for Garrison. Wick's going to hold it second as over there quickly is Jenkins coming. No, is the left fielder coming over. Kerrigan not to get there quickly, but another single on the corner by Halen Garrison. She's two for her last two, and runners at first and second now for Reagan Cherry. Maybe time for her to make something happen right here. You think that she's had some chances. You know she'd love to get this team back in front right here.
Yeah, Cherry just one for three. Two hits, back-to-back hits by the freshman Wicks and Garrison to set it up for the veteran sophomore. You have to call her that. She's one of the leaders on this team between she and Baylor Walden. They got the junior Jade Walker also, but this is your leadership starting here with the leadoff in Reagan Cherry.
0-1 pitch, or rather it is 0-1 pitch. That change up there, you talked about her not using that as much.
Now
back-to-back pitches, she's went back to it. And you heard the crowd yelling good eye after that first one, and I thought that it was probably a little bit high too, but she got the call that the count's 1-1.
Yeah, and Link has to know if she throws something down the pipe here.
That's trouble.
Cherry's going to put it in play. Yes, she did that one.
That's a base hit right there from Reagan Cherry. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit them, it's where you hit them. And Cherry, just a little dribbler down the first base line. But three straight singles now by Clay County has the bases loaded for Jade Walker.
Hard to tell, but it could be that ball would have drifted foul, but she couldn't take the chance to let it, I guess.
Yeah, Walker 0 for 3 on the night, guys. What a perfect time to get your first hit.
She's due.
She's due. That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think it would. You're talking about, I don't think it would have ever got there. As slow as it was rolling, I think it was just about ready to just die. Popped in the air on the left side and foul ground. Third baseman comes up with it for out number one. That is Emma Woodcock making the play on the pop-up to third base for the first out.
Is that the first out?
First out of the inning. No, excuse me, that's the second out of the inning. Second out of the inning.
Got to have a hit.
Lead off pop-up by Darcy Smith, two away here in the inning. So now Baylor Walden with the bases loaded.
Walden went yard two games ago, guys, against Cumberland County, Kentucky. Dead left field, I think.
That one misses inside for ball one. Take it 1-0 to Walden.
Wouldn't be bad to get a grand slam in our first broadcast, would it, guys?
It wouldn't be bad. And you know, Baylor Walden, this is, as a player, this is what you dream about here.
No doubt.
Your rival just down the road playing against us, 3-3. This one hit hard down the left side, but that's fouled to even the count at 1-1. Yeah, two away. The leadoff batter popped up the center field. That seems a long time ago on the first pitch swinging. Then that pop up to third base and foul ground. Bases loaded with two outs for Baylor Walden and a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the sixth. Sarah Link trying to work her way out of a big-time jam here in Salina. This one hit to the shortstop. Lane up with it. She'll throw to first, and she got the out. Sway Lane. They move her from center field, and she makes a big play, throwing across the diamond to Stacy Bravo. Route number three, Clay County strands three. We're through six complete. We're still tied at three here at Clay County High School.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County is tied now with Red Bowling 3-3 heading into the seventh inning. Here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Clay County got on the board first tonight, scoring two runs in the first, adding another run in the second. Red Bowling came back with two runs in the second and a single run in the fourth, leaving us in our 3-3 score. Clay County's Lady Bulldogs just left the bases loaded in the bottom of the sixth, so we remain tied as we have been for a couple of innings now. 3-3 heading into the top of the seventh. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Got a good one going here in Salina. You can't ask for anything better. Moving to the top of the seventh in a 3-3 tie. As the home plate umpire says that's enough talking. Let's get this one going. As Red Bowling, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up. Allie Jenkins, Allie Davenport, and Kerrigan Knight. And the thing that I like about saying that the 2, 3, and 4 batters are due up, that means that Sarah Link is 9 batters away before she gets to bat again as we're in this top of the seventh.
Yeah, I agree with you, Craig.
That pitch misses inside for ball one to Allie Jenkins to get this one started.
Yeah, according to stats, you know, Link's 3 for 4 on the night for Red Bowling Springs, and we know what she's done in the circle pitching also. And, you know, she and Baylor Walton have been battling. It's kind of been a pitcher's duel for quite some time, guys. It's been tied at 3 here, and Walton is in command in this bat, too.
This one hitting there on the right side, but that's going to get out of play and over the fence, so no play to be made there by the right fielder, Jenna Thompson. That takes the count 1-2. Now to Davenport, the catcher. Or excuse me, to Jenkins, the center fielder. It's Allie and Allie, so you look down there at Allie Jenkins and Allie Davenport. It's easy to kind of get those two crossed up a little bit. This is Jenkins, though, the center fielder. She is 0-for-3 on the day for Red Bowling Springs. Probably shouldn't have said that right here. The 1-2 pitch just misses low for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
She got a bat on that previous pitch, but boy, that she brought that one. She's reaching back for some extra right now, I guess.
Walden, 2-2 pitch, misses low for ball three. She's got to be up around 100 pitches now, doesn't she, Thomas?
I'd say you're right, Craig. Let me check it here. Yeah, 95, thrown 70 strikes out of 95 pitches.
So that's over 70% strikes. That one fouled into the dugout to keep the count full to Jenkins leading off this seventh inning.
And just
battle going here.
Just one walk, as you said. Close to double-digit strikeouts with 9 at this point.
Yeah. 3-2 pitch.
Boom.
Catches the inside part of the plate. Calls strike 3. Caught Jenkins looking for the second time today. And one away here in the top of the seventh. Strikeout number 10, as Thomas just said there, for Baylor Walden.
Yeah, and Garrison's glove had a little pop.
It did.
On that end as Walden released that one. And like you said, she's just gotten better and better as this game's going on.
Yep. I think she just kind of, that arm's gotten loose, and she's just throwing it now. Allie Davenport, the batter. This one's going to be a slow roller to the shortstop. Cherry up with it. She'll throw to Walker for out number 2.
Nice play.
Couldn't do it any better than that 6-3 put out there for out number 2.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, took a little while for that one to get to Cherry.
Yeah.
But it didn't take long for it to get to first base once she gathered it.
She showed a good arm there.
She did.
Kerrigan Knight, the batter now for Red Bowling Springs. Walden trying to retire her 8th in a row here. Swing and a miss on a pitch that was probably inside and low, but Knight helped her out with strike 1. It's the art of a good pitcher, though, isn't it, to make them swing at one out of the strike zone. Swing and a miss there for strike 2.
That pitch looked low for me.
It was. The last two have, as Knight has chased them out of the zone. Let's see if Walden doesn't just give her one to look at right here.
The 0-2 pitch coming up from Walden, trying to go 3 up, 3 down. And, that just misses high for ball 1. A little chuckle from Kevin. I agree with you, Kevin.
was not high by much.
No. Surprised Knight was able to take that one.
Yeah, up around the eyes, they look even bigger, don't they? The 1-2 pitch from Walden. Swing and a miss for strike three. Three up, three down again for Red Bowling Springs. Walden's retired 8 in a row. She struck out 11. We move to the bottom of the 7th. Clay County a chance to walk it off here with Kaylee Brown, Jenna Thompson, and Kylie Tinsley due up. We'll be back in a 3-3 tie to Clay County High School in just a moment.
Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Salina. Three outs left in this one. It's 3-3 between Clay County and Red Bowling Springs in this softball game, Craig. Broadcast being presented by Clay Power Sports.
Kaylee Brown leading off the 7th. She reaches for one out of the strike zone and fouls it down the right side for strike one. We said Kaylee Brown, Jenna Thompson, and Kylie Tinsley due up for Clay County.
And Brown's had a good night at the plate, too. Game changer showing her at 2-for-3 on the night.
This one hit to the left side. That's trouble, but the left fielder gets... No, she dropped it. Didn't hold it. The left fielder coming in not. Couldn't squeeze it. And the leadoff error will put Kaylee Brown at first base. As...
Yeah, bottom of the 7th here to get a runner on with your leadoff batter. I don't know. That's what you want.
That's huge, yeah. And we talked about scorekeepers there a moment ago. You said she was 2-for-3. I actually put an error on her in the first inning.
Okay.
So I'll be happy to change that.
Well, who knows?
Oh, they're official, not me. So. That one just misses outside to Thompson. Thompson has 2 RBIs. She's accounted for 2 of the runs for Clay County. Anything extra bases here could end this one for Jenna Thompson. Thompson steps back in. The 1-0 pitch from Link. This one fouled off the right side.
A little bit late on that one.
Link, I think that may be the fastest pitch she's thrown tonight. I think she's kind of digging a little deeper here in the bottom of the 7th.
Yeah, and we've seen her come with speed against almost all the batters. We saw her with the off-speed stuff against Cherry and Walden some. But you're right, Craig. She's cranking them out right now.
The 1-1 pitch from Link. Thompson settling in. Misses outside for ball 2. Big lead over at first base by Kaylee Brown. She's thinking like I was. Anything hit to the outfield in the gap, she's going to try to score, I believe. Coach Daly over there in the third base coaching box. Is that Coach Walden over in the first base box? This one hit down the third base line and foul ground to even the count at 2-2. Talk about Link. She's had 5 strikeouts on the day. Only 1 walk for Link. So both these pitchers have had good control.
Yeah, there's 2 different styles, really. Yeah. You know, Walden's kind of your overpowering type pitcher, where Link, again, you know, she's got a little magic to hers.
Yeah. 2-2 pitch from Link. That changeup going to be hit in the infield. That's going to drop at, in front of second base, and that's a base hit. Thompson just pooches one into the infield. It'll drop about a foot and a half to the left behind second base, and back-to-back hits. Back-to-back base runners now for Clay County as Jenna Thompson at first, Kaylee Brown at second, and Kylie Tinsley, the designated player, will be the batter. And you're talking about, we were talking about older baseball, kind of like a matchup between Nolan Ryan and one of the Negroes, isn't it? It's kind of what it's
like.
Could
be, right. And I hate to harp on it, but the shortstop was so deep in the hole, there was no way she was going to make that play then.
First pitch to Tinsley, going to be high for ball one.
You know, Tinsley got a little power. I've seen her put the bat on the ball here, guys, mostly pulling it dead away to left field as they shade that way, Red Bowling Springs does also.
The 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball two. Yes, she has been on base once on a walk. The other two pop-ups for Tinsley. She looks down to Coach Daly. His team trying to go to 2-0 in the district here as Red Bowling trying to get their second district win. This one hit in the air and foul ground. Diving effort by the catcher Davenport, but can't get to it. It's a great effort by Davenport there. Got the end of the glove on it. Just couldn't get into the pocket.
Guys, look at the room down the right field line.
Yeah. And you have to think, if she does get out in front of one here, that's where it could go with Tinsley turning on it.
2-1 pitch. Misses inside for ball three. 3-1 to Kylie Tinsley. Darcy Smith on deck if Tinsley reaches here. 3-1 delivery. This one grounded on the left side. Third baseman will come up with it. She'll throw to first. She'll get the out there, but the sacrifice will move the runners, and the winning run is at third base. Now for Darcy Smith. It'll go 5-3, Woodcock to Bravo. That's out number one, and Darcy Smith with a chance for a game winner here for Clay County with one away here in the bottom of the seventh. Smith singled, stole a base, scored a run back in the first inning, popped up to the pitcher in the third inning, popped up to center field in the sixth inning. Timeout called here by Red Bowling Springs. That you would think here they would walk her, wouldn't you?
You'd have
to think
so.
Be a good strategic play. Yeah. Anything hit to the right side under this circumstance is going to be very difficult for Red Bowling. Yeah. Anything to the right side basically will be a game winner, unless you've got the force.
That's what I'm saying. You've got to help your defense a little bit, I think, just to put her on, and that way you don't have to make a tag at home base or home plate. But we'll see how Coach Savannah Link plays it here. Doug Strong didn't scoff at me behind me when I said Walker, so it must be it. They're going to pitch to her, it looks like, here. With Smith stepping back in. That one misses high for ball one to Darcy Smith.
She's had a single tonight, hadn't she?
Yeah, she singled, stole a base, scored a run back in the first, then a couple of pop-ups, flyouts, a pop-up and a flyout.
And she started a three-single run, I think, by a freshman.
Slow roller to
could
shortstop. Be trouble. That's going to end it.
There's a walk-off
for Darcy Smith, the game-winning RBI, as Clay County wins it. 4-3 over Red Bowling Springs, the walk-off by Darcy Smith to get the win for the Lady Bulldogs.
Folks, stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show here as we've had an exciting end to this. We'll come back and wrap that up. Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We had an exciting end to our first spring sports ball broadcast as Clay County walks it off to a 4-3 victory over Red Bowling Springs here tonight. And now we'll do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, couldn't ask for a better one for our very first broadcast of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball. Not only did they get the win, but we saw a little bit of everything here tonight. Yeah. Good hitting, good pitching, just an all-around great played game, and then the big walk-off hit at the end to kind of bring it to a big crescendo.
That's exciting. When you get a walk-off in a district matchup against a big rivalry game, that's always exciting. What we didn't see a lot was fly balls.
That's right.
Both these pitchers kept the ball down where it was hard for anybody to hit it out in the outfield. And that just kind of, that lets your infield play defense. And when you've got some good people backing you up like Walden had, then you're going to be able to make plays. And that's what this defense did for Clay County. And both defenses, I thought, played very well. But you want to look at the Clay County team totals? 10 hits is what I have them with. 10 hits after changing that one error I had to a hit. Now, like I said, I'm fine with that. But 10 hits against a good pitcher is not a bad day. The Link had 5 strikeouts, 3 stolen bases for Clay County. They ended up getting all 4 runs scored off of RBIs. So that's not bad to be able to, actually 3 of the 4. One was a stolen home, as Darcy Smith stole
that's
home.
Right.
Was it Smith that stole home? I don't believe it was. Somebody was able to steal home for Red Boiling, maybe, but we'll talk about that. Anyway, it's a big day by Clay County with those 10 hits. 11 strikeouts for Baylor Walden. She walked only 1. Anytime you've got control like that, and she threw over 100 pitches to get the 11 strikeouts and only 1 walk, that's just some great numbers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Kevin, you have a little summary for us, too, there.
I don't know that I can add a lot to what he had there. So, you know, we started out well. Clay County scored twice in the first inning, had a single run in the third, and then held us in suspense all the way to the seventh inning with that walk-off, which, you know, we had a couple of runs that were scored in an interesting way. The stolen base on a little bit of a mix-up. Didn't know exactly how many strikes there were, but we'll take them any way we can get them. But heads-up play on our part as well, and, of course, had the bases loaded, I guess, once, maybe, didn't capitalize on that. And then that last run was a little bit odd, an infield single, you have to say, that Smith had there, but it, you know, just well-placed. It was all about placement. Even if she had fielded that and thrown it cleanly, I don't know that she would have got her. So, great way to end the game. I mean, no better way than to walk a game off, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As Clay County jumped out to an early lead, the best I remember, they went up 2-0 at the end of the first quarter. Like Kevin said, Red Bone Springs battled back and tied it at 2 before they actually claimed a lead in the fourth to go up 3-2 on Clay County. Clay County battling back with that run. You talked about it, Kevin. That came, I'm not sure when that was, but they tied it up at 3 on that stolen base, stolen home.
I'd actually forgotten about that, too, but that was Darcy Smith. That was
it was Darcy.
That came in, the one that got the walk-off hit. And, yeah, that's a play that they just lost track of the number of outs. And
they did.
That happens. You see it happen in the major leagues. It happens everywhere. But if that doesn't happen, this may not have went this way, because they would have had the run lead, you know, instead of it being tied going into the seventh, and you never know what happens after that. So that was a huge play of the game.
It was. It really was. And you have any individual stats, Craig, as you go down the list that jump out at you at the plate there?
Well, Reagan Cherry, she had a 2-for-4 day, which was a good day hitting the ball for her. Baylor Walden went 1-for-3 on the day with a walk and scored a run. Kaylee Brown hit the ball well. She went 2-for-3 officially, reached on errors, so she was on base 75% of the time. She was on base 3 out of the 4 times that she came up the plate, scored the game-winning run off that hit by Smith. Jenna Thompson, two RBIs. She had a big day with that to get this game started. The 2 RBIs in the first inning early. Smith, as we talked about, she was 2-for-2, had the scored a run in the second inning with that stolen base. She stole a couple of bases there. She actually stole third to put her in position to steal home, and then came around to get that game-winning RBI. And just a good effort there. And, again, to end the game, it was as she closed out the game, she got the last 8 outs to Baylor Walden.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of the last 10 she retired, and that's just a great effort. And the 11 strikeouts, 6 of those coming after the fourth inning. So that's not bad right there, to be able to strike out 6 of those last 12, or it would be 12 at bats by strikeout. So that's That's a pretty good way to close out the games, as we talked about. She just got stronger as it went along.
She absolutely did. No doubt about it. And those last couple of innings, I think she was reaching back for a lot extra. I mean, she threw a couple of change-ups during the course of the game, but we didn't see any of those down the last several innings.
Last two, the sixth and the seventh, the only innings that Red Bull and Springs had where they were three up, three down. So that just told you that she got stronger as the game went along.
Yeah, ended up throwing over 100 pitches. 103 is the pitch count here. 76 of them strikes. So over 75% were strikes thrown by Walden, and just a great performance by her in the circle. But guys, we talk about our team quite a bit. You have to give Red Bull and Springs credit. They fought through this one, and all because of their pitcher, too. Had a great night at the plate. Did really well.
Yeah, and they had a few errors. You know, they kind of hurt themselves a little bit, and that's something that you're only going to get better at as the season goes along. You're going to improve over those situations where they don't make those plays now. They may be making those in 3 weeks from now when it comes tournament time and everything, or when Clay County goes over to Red Bowling Springs. So, yeah, they kind of hurt themselves a little bit defensively, and that helped Clay County out. But you got to take advantage when a team does that, and Clay County was able to do that.
Clay County, again, notching the 4-3 win. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We've got one more little set of ads here to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more of the Farm Bureau postgame show. Stay with us for the announcement of the TDS Top Performer. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Got a little JB action going on out here in front of us, but it's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And, Craig, guys, we talked about it. It's hard not to go with the walk-off hitter in Darcy Smith, but that's not all she did tonight.
Yeah, she was involved in a lot of things, it seems like Darcy Smith was. Back in the second inning when it was 2-2, after Red Bull and Springs had come back and tied it up at two apiece, she got on with a single. They moved her over to second base. Then she stole third base. Then on a little miscommunication by the Red Bull and Springs defense where they threw the ball essentially off the field to give them a chance to steal home, Darcy Smith was the one that stole home on that play to move Clay County in front there. Then the seventh inning, she got the walk-off RBI as she brought Kaylee Brown in to score the game-winning run to win it 4-3, as Smith went 2-for-4 on the day, 2 stolen bases, an RBI, and scored a run. That's not a bad day for Darcy Smith. What grade is she?
She's a freshman. She's one of those five freshman starters that Coach Daly had here tonight. And, again, just super impressed by these young players on this team. And Darcy Smith led the way for her class of rookies tonight at the plate. And, you know, what a huge moment to be a freshman, to be a rookie, Kevin, standing in there, game on the line, you know, I mean, that's all you're thinking about. I have a chance to walk it off here with runners in scoring position, and she delivered.
Well, it kind of makes you think back to what Coach Daly had told us. You know, they may be young in grade, but they've played for a long time, have a lot of experience, and as he mentioned, they don't feel like the moment's too big for them, and obviously we saw that play out tonight. But it's hard not to be impressed by the youth movement. I mean, a majority of the starters are underclassmen. Yeah. And you just feel like the future's bright, not only for this season, but for seasons to come.
And one thing I want to mention, we're here and we enjoy having fun, but we're doing a job here. It's what we do. But there's one family that I know is going to be extremely happy that we were here tonight, and that's the family of Darcy Smith, because now they'll have that forever. You know, she'll be a grandmother. This is what I did back when they did their first ball game, first softball game on the Dale Holler Horizon. So that there's at least one family I know that's ecstatic that we were here tonight.
I think you're exactly right. Again, guys, Darcy Smith, our TDS top performer. It's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Clay County improves to 3-2 on the season, 2-0 in District 7A play, knocking on Gordonsville's door there, both undefeated guys as they try to climb the mountain to get closer to the defending state champions. Redmond Springs drops to 1-4, 1-2 in district play. So Clay County taking a big step here to kind of try to secure that second-place spot, guys.
Yeah,
good effort. Really good effort. Well-played game by both teams, really. We had a few errors, but the pitchers pitched extremely well for both teams, and it's just a good first game for us on the broadcast.
You couldn't ask for much better, could you, Craig?
No, this is fun. Maybe we'll have 9 more just like it.
Right. No doubt. As we said during the broadcast, our next broadcast will come just in 2 days, Thursday night, here at Clay County High School, as we do our first Bulldog baseball live stream. First-year head coach Devron Brown will lead his Bulldogs against Macon County, another kind of neighboring county rivalry that one has become. You know, we talk about kids knowing each other from Red Bull Springs. It's the same thing when you go from Solana to Lafayette. So should be a good one there tonight. Guys, really appreciate you being here, Kevin. Appreciate you getting on board with the Horizon Sports Network.
Enjoy.
Finally, I've been trying to kind of coach you in that direction for a while now.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. It's always a lot of fun.
Craig, honor to have you here. I learned a lot tonight just listening to you. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the job you did.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for asking me. It's fun. We're just having a ball. I look forward to Thursday night.
Well, we thank our sponsors. We thank all of our viewers and our listeners here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll be back at it later in the week. For Kevin Donaldson and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.